current. Another April day, another weather event. Well, we're used to this, right?
Hang on. Yes.
I'm watching the snow lightly fall outside of High Plains Apache in Mandan right now, and it's a little slick out there. There's a fair amount of weather, and further west you get from Bismarck, Mandan, the worse it gets. In fact, some no travel advice even out in Billings County. Also, in the eastern part of the state, I would say probably Fargo till about Dawson, the interstate's not fun, with travel speeds reduced to good 15 to 20 miles an hour. It sounds like a good reason to come on in to the all-new ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache here in Mandan, right across from Bonanza. And they have now the world's largest source of application parts in one spot. So you come in. Todd, say you have a sprayer. I hope it's a High Plains sprayer, all right? But if it's not, they've got a part here for it. I mean, because they have 50,000 sprayer parts, including the spray tips, the pumps, the hoses, the fittings, the valves, and a whole lot more. With this ET Ag Center, they're offering more parts that fit every brand of sprayers, not just Apache sprayers. And most likely they're going to have it when you walk in the door. If they don't, they'll have it within days, and they'll direct ship it right to your door. So it's really neat. It's the all-new ET Ag Center. Hope you come on in today and see it. Two reasons to do it. One, they're going to have a clinic from 10 until 2. And two, lunch. Did I mention lunch? Yeah. So they have lunch. I'll give you another reason. We have some free K-Fire T-shirts today. Your choice, white or black, while they last. Kind of like my opinions. Black and white. There's no gray here, right, Todd? Just
that's exactly.
Exactly right. So come on by and see us today, and we'll be meeting some of the folks from High Plains Apache today and tell you about this all-new ET Ag Center today at their location here in Mandan. They're in Fargo as well, but we're at the Mandan location today with our special broadcast. Fort Hood is on my mind. You know, when I first heard about this, my heart immediately ached for our veterans. And here's my big question, and I'd love the help of the audience in answering this today. Are we doing enough for veterans? Are we doing enough for veterans? I mean, we send them to defend us all across the globe, and they do it so violently. And then they come back, some with issues. Not all, but some. I mean, there's going to be a few that are going to have issues. And this individual, Fort Hood, had issues. And it was identified that he had issues. Even, I think, brain injury and PTSD, and had received some form of treatment. We within hours of this incident, we knew about it. And I immediately said, are we doing enough for our veterans? Think about this. The unemployment rate among veterans in this country is higher than the national average by a lot. In fact, about double. And by the way, the national average right now, unemployment is too high. Most of the country doesn't have North Dakota's near zero unemployment. And so here we have the best of the best, the character, the integrity, the incredible veteran, and they're underemployed. Why? Now we have cuts to the military. So the remaining members, we put more on their backs. We have the issues at the VA and incidents like this. And then let me add this one. And this would be a more of a political one because it weighs into the Second Amendment a little bit. Why in heaven's name do we say, by law, that members of the military are not allowed to carry their weapons on military bases? Gun-free zones don't seem very safe, and the only people that don't end up with guns in a gun-free zone are the law-abiding citizens in a case like this awful incident at Fort Hood last night, unable to defend themselves. I mean, that law's got to go, doesn't it? I just am flabbergasted. But all of this leads to the bigger question, are we doing enough for our vets? Your reaction to what happened at Fort Hood last night, welcome today on the program we call What's on Your Mind by calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to weigh in. A couple of guests bottom of this hour, Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us, scheduled to talk about two things. One, her legislation on protecting coal. And we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about she joined a handful of other Democrats saying we need fixes to Obamacare. And that's a change, quite honestly, from our last conversation with her on the air. Although she's always said, you know, there's things that are good, the things that are bad. But last time we talked to her, she dismissed a lot of the criticism. We're going to see if that's one of the reasons she's proposed these changes. And then we'll ask her, too, given the fact that she is one of those rare Democrats in the Senate, very staunchly in defense of the Second Amendment and push back against any changes in the law. After previous incidents, like at Sandy Hook, a chance to weigh in on my big question today, whether or not this law ought to be repealed. Next hour, thrilled to be chatting with Colonel Alan West on the program. He's written a new book, and we look forward to that conversation. Plan to talk to him about his book, but certainly we're going to spend some time on Fort Hood as well. He wrote the book Guardian of the Republic. Guardian of the Republic. Alan West will join us on the program. And third of four generations of military members in his family, 22-year Army career, commanded troops, deployed to several combat zones, elected to Congress in 2010. You see him regularly on the news circuit. He's a dandy. Let's get the mic in Alexandria and start on the effort we embark upon every single day to find out what's on your mind. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. Mike, Alexandria, Minnesota, Lakes Country, Minnesota, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, about this Fort Hood shooting. I don't care what the mainstream media, what spin they're putting on it. I think this guy is a jihadist, and I think it's way too coincidental that Hassan done what he done there 5 years ago, and then all of a sudden this guy, and they're saying, you know, possible post-traumatic stress. I don't believe it. I think there's a whole lot more to it, and the government's putting a spin on it so it doesn't look as bad on them. You know, it's just like the president said this morning, there's no doubt that it happened, but the way he worded it was he was deeply sorry to that this supposedly has happened. Well, there's no supposedly about it.
Yeah, I don't think the word was supposedly, but I heard that too, and it kind of caught me. What is exactly is he trying to say here? You know, a good point, I guess, on the I'd heard the reports, no connections to terrorism, and you know, thought, oh, well, that's good in the sense that, you know, you don't want another terrorist attack here. Bad in the sense of, you know, it's still terrorism to the people there, right? I mean, it's a terroristic act, however it ultimately happened. But why are we so quick to say definitively it didn't happen? It seems almost a little politically correct, right? We want to, you know, sort of like the Benghazi thing. Oh, it was a movie, right? It was wasn't anything to do with Al-Qaeda. We want to sort of whitewash things here a little bit. We don't want to. We want the unvarnished truth, and we'll handle it accordingly. But it seems like government seems to want to quickly say, in other words, I don't know if this was quote-unquote a terrorist attack or not, but how could they so quickly after this happened, Mike, say it wasn't?
That's my point. They're trying to put a spin on it so that the American people aren't, you know, in an uproar and getting on them. And they're like, okay, let's spin this however we can so it doesn't look bad on us. And I don't believe it.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks for sharing your take. Others welcome as always. Let's go down to Minnesota. We want to go from Minnesota, Alexandria, Minnesota, to Miller, South Dakota. And Bruce, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm calling about the Fort Hood shooting on that, and I agree with you on the not allowing servicemen to carry arms on a service base. I think that is the stupidest thing ever. I mean, we trust them to make split-second decisions in war, but we don't trust them to carry an arm on a military base.
I posted a piece by John Lott last night on my Facebook page, and I'm curious your take on this. Bruce, because you and I are in agreement on this, Justin said, I get your argument, I really do, and I agree with you, but when I served in the Navy, carrying a weapon on base was never a thought. I didn't even realize we couldn't carry on base, so I'm not sure that military personnel are being disarmed. Instead, I think many don't even consider carrying. In response, I'd like to see more service members encouraged to carry on base as a way to bring awareness to this issue. That seems odd to me, doesn't it, that a member of the military wouldn't feel almost naked without a weapon anywhere?
I would think so, yeah. And I had another thing, too, on Obama's speech yesterday where he said, you know, why are people mad that we're giving them health care? I mean, what makes me mad is that our government doesn't allow us the freedom to choose whether we want to purchase health care for ourselves or not. I mean, to me, it's just a blatant stealing of our freedoms when they pass that.
Bruce, appreciate the call. Let's get Joel in Beach in here. So we got North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota so far. Montana, the onus is on you. Give us a ring. Hey, Joel, what's on your mind?
Hi. I'm just calling to talk about the Fort Hood shooting.
Yes, sir.
I think if the chaplaincy program was not so restricted now, military, soldiers would be getting help the way they really need it, the way that will actually help them. But with the chaplaincy program so restricted, with chaplains not being able to do what they do, that's just got to be a lot harder on the troops.
That's something else that has to be fixed. Isn't that crazy? The restrictions that are put there in the name of political correctness, as we've heard of late in chaplains, and good point on the best help, right? Not
yeah.
medicine, not hospitalization, not psychobabble, but a real grounding. And you're absolutely right. That'd be a big part of the puzzle. And we're due to get an update on where some of those battles are at on the restrictions that are placed on those chaplains, but you hear it from them firsthand. Joel, appreciate the call. John in Fargo and a John in Grand Forks. When we come back, we're at High Plains Apache today in Mandan. Stop by and say hi.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan, the manager, is on the phone. And Megan, I understand you have brand new hours for spring. Tell us.
Yep. Starting April 6th, we will be running 24/7.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Any need to call for an appointment or just come on in?
Nope. It's first come, first serve. So just head on in and feel free to call us, though, for wait times.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's What's on Your Mind, and we want to know at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. One more time, 800-228-0550. A couple of minutes with Senator Heidi Heitkamp at the bottom of this hour. Next hour, we'll chat with Colonel Alan West, and obviously Colonel West written a book, Guardian of the Republic. Senator Heitkamp on to talk about an Obamacare fix and some legislation for the coal industry. But Fort Hood on everybody's mind today and what happened last night. So welcome your thoughts on that. And also we'll ask our newsmakers about that today as well. As we've been telling you, we're at High Plains Apache in Mandan today. And Chris Ohm is here, and Chris is the general manager with High Plains Apache, locations in Mandan and in Fargo. How are you, Chris?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Appreciate it very much. This ET Ag Center is a really unique concept in that you've basically, if you need it for a sprayer, you've got it here, right?
That is correct. We are putting sprayer parts for all makes and models out here, and really want to customers come in and take a look around and see what we have to offer.
I love the kind of hands-on demonstration, the things you have here in the ET Ag Center, too, like the sprayer tip thing right next to me here, where you can just, you know, mix and match and try all kinds of different sprayer tips, right?
Exactly. We got the spray tip center where you can come in and you can put different tips on and see how it's going to spray and what it's going to look like. And we've also got our precision center where you can come in and look at the Viper, the precision programs that we have. As well as we've got some modules going up where you can see some training and get some background on the Apache.
And speaking of the Apache, I don't know why anyone would have anything other than an Apache sprayer, but some folks don't out there, and now with this new AT Ag Center, you can take care of them as far as parts too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And maybe they'll eventually move on into an Apache.
That would be very good.
The best of the best.
The best of the best.
The rugged, the warranty, the thing is just amazing. We quote often all the things the growers say about these. Now, speaking of growers, you have some coming in from 10 until 2 today for a clinic. What's going to happen at the clinic?
Correct. We have a spray clinic going on. We're going to do different things about data management. They'll go through the Viper, the Visio Pro. excuse me. In addition, that they're going to talk about different spraying methods. Going to go over some maintenance on the Apaches. And it's just going to be a well-informed clinic going on.
Got some great experts in here. That'll go from 10 until 2 today and be drawing for a pump, I understand, too. So
yes.
Got a drawing. We got some free K-Fire T-shirts. You want to come in, and clinic gets underway at 10. There'll be lunch at noon and goes till 2 o'clock this afternoon here at the High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer in Mandan, right across from Bonanza. Great to talk to you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll chat a little later on. We're live today with the program at High Plains Apache in Mandan. Back to the phones here, Bill and Abaddon. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Bill.
How are you
today? There, Bill? I'm well, sir.
Yes,
how are
I
you?
Am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Yep.
Oh, okay. You asked a question previously about wouldn't a serviceman feel naked without a weapon. You don't ask a mechanic if he feels naked without a wrench in his hand or a fireman without a fire extinguisher. Carrying a weapon is just part of infantryman's job. I happen to know that for a fact.
What do you think of, like in the case of Fort Hood or our military installations, the law that says, hey, you may be able to have a concealed carry weapon and go to the, you know, the mall or be out anywhere or have a, you know, weapon in your car, but you can't on a military installation?
That is because the politicians do not trust the military. That's how simple it is. On the left, I mean. Because they do not understand the concept of self-sacrifice, and what people don't understand, they don't trust.
That's just plain wrong, isn't it, Bill?
In my opinion, yes, very wrong. My only other comment on that is that, to me, the greatest threat to national security is our debt.
Well, we don't spend enough time talking about that, but you're absolutely right. What does that make us much more vulnerable? There's so many things we could do to enhance our national security with our energy resources as well. Look at what's going on at the Ukraine.
Thank you for taking the time with me, sir.
Oh, Bill, great points. The pleasure was all mine, sir. Appreciate the call, and call again, and others welcome here at 800-228-0550. All right, I promise to get to John in Grand Forks. Who underway on this? Well, I'd love the answer to this question too from the audience. Are we doing enough for our veterans? I mean, that's to me what screams more loudly than anything out of the situation in Fort Hood. I don't want to totally focus on the law change, although to me that's a part of it, because I don't think we're doing enough for our veterans when we disarm them on military basis. I think that's a crazy law, bad idea. But in general, all across the board, from recognizing when they have issues, when they come back, in this soldier's case, from Iraq, in what the VA does or doesn't do for our veterans. Go through the list. John Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. The base thing. Thinking back, I got to go back 46 years and think of the work I was doing in about four different bases. very impractical to have military carry their weapons on a base every day. If I was in today and they changed the law, I wouldn't check my weapon out. Oh, what a pain in the butt that would be. It just would be impractical.
Well, let me ask you this, John. So you're just saying, every member of the military all the time carrying their weapon. More specifically, I think the outrage is the fact that it's lawful outside a base if you have a concealed carry permit, but not on the base. I mean, how about just allowing people that, one of the arguments the left likes to use is, well, people aren't trained well enough, and they disregard that. We certainly can't make that argument about members of the military being trained well enough.
I'm going to carry my M16 to dinner, to work, to the office, a fully automatic weapon? No.
But you didn't hear me, John. I'm saying if I have a concealed carry weapon, I can carry it outside the base. I can't carry it on the base. Why? Because of this law. Isn't that dumb?
No. And I'm a Second Amendment total advocate, but I'm just going from just very impractical, having thousands of guys walking around a base carrying their fully automatic M16 on their shoulder and they're trying to get work done. No. It's very impractical.
I get what you're saying as far as the practicality of it, but you're not really answering my question and saying why the law makes sense. The concealed carry is okay off base, but not on base. What's impractical about that?
Well, my theory on concealed weapons is, I'm going to talk out of the other side of my mouth. But, hey, forget the concealed carry. If somebody wants to strap a gun on their hip, fine, go ahead. But, that's kind of impractical, too.
All right, John. Appreciate the call. Mike in Hatton, let's get you in here, retired military man. What's your take on this, Mike?
But yes, I said I served 20 years in the military, and I am a concealed permit holder, and I'm on and off the base all the time. And it's illegal for me to bring a weapon on base. But if I'm traveling to and from, and I want to exercise my right of self-protection, I can't take the weapon with me because I'm going to be going onto the base. So I have to relinquish that weapon and leave it at home if I plan to travel on base where I'm committing a felony.
Should the law change, Mike?
Oh, I think the law should absolutely change. I do not believe in any gun-free zones. If you're a legal weapon holder and you've had background checks, you should be able to take that gun with you everywhere you want to go. You should be able to protect yourself regardless of where you choose to go, whether it's on the Air Force Base or to a school or to church or wherever.
Appreciate that opinion a great deal, Mike. Thanks a lot for sharing. Up against the brakes, we've got to run here. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620. Or online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We're in Man End today with the show, and by the way, I want to thank our roadshow sponsor, PetroServe USA. When I'm on the road, I hit a PetroServe USA location. They're easy to find. And especially if you're cruising 94, you have Bismarck and Mandan, and of course you got Castleton, and you got Valley City. Can't forget that, and you get West Fargo and Fargo, and into Moorhead, Minnesota locations, Dilworth, Glendon, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton too, as well. And here's what I love about them: number one, you know, they specialize in 100% American-made fuels. You got lots of choice there, the blender pumps, but I fill up the tum-tum, besides the tank, with the 4-for-4 deal. A fresh-baked, single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. We are at High Plains Apache today. They're opening their new ET Ag Center, and they have a sprayer clinic coming up here in a half an hour. It goes from 10 until 2 today. Stop by. Love to see you. We have some free K-Fire t-shirts here if you come on by and see us. Right across from Bonanza in Mandan on East Side Court. High Plains Apache, your High Plains sprayer, your Apache sprayer dealer, by the way, and find out more about them at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. All right, Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us momentarily, not here yet, so let's get Wayne in Watford City in here. Wayne, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Are you there, Wayne?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
You had a previous caller a couple back that was saying it's not feasible for a serviceman to be carrying his weapon when he's doing his job.
Practical, I think was the word he used, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, my family comes from a long line of military history, from the Declaration of Independence to current day. And they were required, there was a time not too long ago, that you would get put on report and get extra duty if your weapon wasn't at the ready. They would sit down at the mess hall and lean their weapon up against the table next to them while they were eating their food. They would carry their weapon everywhere they went. NCOs carried a sidearm. Grunt soldiers carried their weapons everywhere. It is too possible. It just shows you how much our government today fears us, the individual people, not just the military, but all American citizens, because we believe in freedom and so on.
Wayne, appreciate the take on that. I got to jump because Senator Heitkamp is here, but love to hear from you again. Appreciate the call. Luke and Bismarck, others waiting on this Fort Hood situation. We'll get to you. A lot of time to talk today on the program. Senator Heidi Heitkamp joins us. Hello, Senator. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
You bet, Scott. I'm doing great.
A lot of ground to cover within a short period of time, so I'm going to get right to it. First of all, on the coal legislation, give us an update. A lot of folks excited to see your defense of the industry and hoping you're making some progress with the administration and Senate leadership on that. How's it going?
Well, you know, it is a day by day. Every day we need to be paying attention and working the program. And what I tell people here is I say, look, we're an energy state. We produce energy a lot of different ways. We'll survive. I mean, we'll do fine in North Dakota if you move everybody to gas. We'll do fine if you take a look at wind. We're going to produce energy. But it's bad for our state and it's bad for our country if we leave this important resource behind. And so we're going to figure out a way that we can actually get people committed to a long-term investment in this coal resource. And how we're doing that is taking a look kind of at a two-prong, you know, stopping the nonsense of the regulation today, pushing back against that, but then having those discussions here on a path forward. And what I think a lot of people don't understand is the planning horizon for new generation of electricity. I mean, this is 5-6 years down the line, so people today, as they're planning their load growth and as they're looking at what they need, they're already deciding what resources they're going to use. And if we create an atmosphere here where there is hell no for coal, that's bad for the country, but it's also very bad for the consumers in our area. I think it's bad for our energy future. We're doing everything that we can to find a path forward. And you know, I'm talking to anybody who will talk to me about how critically important this is for redundant, reliable source of electricity in this country.
We've heard this called a good compliment to the other piece of legislation that's gaining in bipartisan support that Senator Manchin, your Democratic colleague from West Virginia, has sponsored. I've heard folks in the industry say they really want you to co-sponsor that. Is there a reason you're not yet a co-sponsor on that legislation?
What we're trying to do, I don't think there's enough specifics in that to get that amount of support that we need. I totally agree with the intent, but I think at this point what we need is we need to say, look, we're serious about using resources. We're serious about using technology. This is what we think we can do. The legislation basically says until there is this technology, we're not going to, you know, deploy it. And when people on the other side, I don't see it this way, but the people who are going to push back are saying then it's never going to develop the technology. And that's why it's so important that we have a technology bill that we're developing, and we also have a bill that pushes back against the regulation, but in a way that people see that there's a commitment, a long-term commitment to developing the technology.
So you see it as an alternative, a better approach than the Manchin approach?
Well, I don't know that it's better. I think that there's an intent. To me, better means we actually get something done, Scott. And
yeah.
and the approach that we see in the Manchin-Whitfield bill is an approach that says what I think we need to say, which is you cannot push people over here until you have the technology. But the way the other side sees it is that that's a hell no bill, that we're not going to do anything. So we're in conversations, a number of us, with Senator Manchin on how we can work the program so that bill becomes not dead on arrival, but a legitimate and forward-looking piece of legislation.
I think that's what everybody wants, especially here in coal country, North Dakota. They want to see something get done, right? They don't want to talk. They just want to
right.
see it done.
And that's the problem that we have here. I could sign on any number of bills, right? I mean,
right.
I could go out there and say, you know, I'm going to eliminate EPA, I'm going to do this, but I live in the real world, and what I'm trying to do is really figure out how I can, in fact, today, send the message to the marketplace, send the message to the utilities that are responsible for developing the next generation of technology, the next generation of electricity. Send the message to them, there's a future for coal. And if we simply stall out and don't get anything done and have a standoff of bills, that we lose. Coal loses, and I think the country loses. So we're trying to figure this out piece by piece. And, you know, there might be no way forward for very many of the people who are on the far extreme of this issue on both sides. But I think there's a vast middle in the United States Senate that's willing to have a conversation. We're tired of things not getting done. We're tired of not giving predictability to the marketplace.
So handicap the chances for your bill to get to the president be law.
You know what? The clean coal technology bill, the one that I just introduced, I think, you know, I'd be overly optimistic, but we heard immediately from the White House about this bill. What is this? What's your thinking? You know, kind of, and that for us was a signal that they're ready to actually live up. They think they don't like me saying, you know, they say all of the above, but that's not what they do. This is a real opportunity to take a look at investment in technology that I think long term is very good for the country and
only
very good for the coal industry.
Sorry about that. Only 4 minutes left. Switch gears here. Let's talk Obamacare. Here's a question from a listener that came in before you joined us here. Go ahead and roll that.
Yes, this call is for Senator Heitkamp when she's on the program. This is Ron in Bismarck. 3 points. Number one, I called this into Kevin yesterday as well. I strongly oppose the Common Core standards and do not want the federal government using federal funds to support this controversial program. Please sign on to the Senator Grassley letter to the members of the Appropriations Committee, which urges Congress.
All right, I'm going to pause that right there. I'm going to pause that right there because I thought that was on Obamacare. It was, and here's the one I wanted on Obamacare for Senator Heitkamp. Roll that one.
Heidi, how can you support Obamacare and claim to be working for North Dakotans when most of us don't want it and hate it? About your changes to it, you can dress up a pig, but it's still a pig.
All right, that was short, sweet, and obviously not a fan of Obamacare. Your take?
Well, I also have a stack exactly the opposite. Thank you so much. For the first time in my life, my child, I'm able to change jobs and actually get health insurance. I mean, for the first time in my life, in fact, I just did town halls, got one question on the health care law, and it was from someone who was saying, are you really going to repeal this because it's made a difference in my son's life? And so there's two sides of this issue. And when he says most of us hate it, I think most people are deeply concerned about how it was deployed. Most people are deeply concerned about what the future holds. But if across the country, if you ask people, do you want it repealed or fixed? You know what? People are saying, you know, let's move on. Let's fix what's wrong. And that's really where we're working. And I think the piece of this that I've had the most influence on the fixes is on the small business piece. I think moving from 50 employees to 100 employees means that 98% of all small businesses won't have to worry about this health care law at all. But if they want to provide health care, we're going to provide some incentives in the tax code for those small businesses to do it. We're looking at getting brokers and dealers in so that people can go to trusted advisors on health insurance. We're looking at providing a lower cost option on the exchanges called the bronze plan or called the copper plan. You know, and so I know Keith thinks that these are not significant fixes, but I think that they address the concerns that North Dakotans have sent to me in a very real way about the health care law. And so, you know, what we're trying to do is, again, like I said,
I mean, to be fair, Senator, these are major changes you proposed here.
Yeah.
Has there been a change in your thinking? You one time told us on the air that you thought most of the criticism of Obamacare was from Republicans and partisans. I mean, are you changing on this issue?
No, I don't think I said that. I said there's very real concerns about the health care law that need to be addressed, but there's also positives that need to be kept. My message has been pretty clear from the beginning. You got to keep the good and get rid of the bad and fix what's wrong with this law. And I agree with you, Scott. These are major changes. In fact, we in trying to work our coalition, because of the provisions I put in for small business, we may have dropped a few off, but I feel strongly that small business do not have time to become experts in health care. And let's not make them experts in healthcare. Let's make the exchanges a place where people can go and buy affordable care, like the copper plan. And let's get these small businesses off the hook. But if they want to participate, let's make a path forward. You know, the problem with us with healthcare in this country, you know, honestly, is that we've spent all this time talking about Obamacare and very little time talking about healthcare. Healthcare is 18% of our economy, headed to 20 by the end of the decade. We can't afford it. Half of the world doesn't spend this amount of money, and we've got to take a look at how we can do this better.
But, I want to ask you one last quick question on a completely different topic. We have less than a minute left. Fort Hood brings the question, should there be a law that prevents members of the military from carrying on basis? Does that law need to change in your view?
Well, I mean, obviously we've seen two high-profile incidences in the last how many months involving military establishments, military buildings. And so something needs to change. Something needs to be done differently. And so I think there'll be a whole range of options on how we address that. I think it's always really difficult, Scott, in right after the aftermath.
It is tough, absolutely. Senator, thanks so much. Sorry we're up against a hard break. Appreciate your time very much. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Clear on this? Repeal, 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 repeal. I don't want government involved in my health care. Bye.
Appreciate the call, and it's certainly a sentiment we hear regularly on the program. You know, the earlier call basically said you can't put lipstick on a pig. This one says repeal it altogether. A lot of opposition there. I think it's really incumbent on folks that feel strongly about it, that have these stories. You know, one of the frustrating things about a 10-minute interview is you never get in everything you want to get in. But
no kidding.
Oh man, it's just I feel like you know, my head's ready to explode because there's so many places I want to go. And, but anyway, it is what it is. And we are glad that Senator Heitkamp has been willing when her schedule is able to come on and take some questions. And we're due for another session where she comes in and just spends a good hour to talk about whatever so we can get to everybody. But somebody asked a basic question on our Facebook page, same thing, saying, hey, wait a minute here. My health care premiums are going up. You know, my deductibles are going up. And you know, that's not anecdotal. That's everywhere. So my advice is to let your voice be heard here. Really, I think there's a part of Senator Heitkamp that is recognizing with his legislation that things need fixing. That's progress, folks, and it's happening because you're letting her know. On the other end, I think she's still dismissing a little bit just how much people reject the whole premise of it. So, anyway, we're going to get back to your calls here. Let's see, Luke's been waiting a while. Got to get Luke in here as well as the others that are waiting. And but Luke, you're first to go here. I want to give you a road report because we just had Tim from Dickinson stop in, and Tim had a question for Senator Heitkamp too. Why are there no Social Security centers in Dickinson? He actually was transporting a student that's has a J-1 visa, which is a 3.5 month student visa, to come here, and wanted us to talk about that on a future program. But he reported on the roads between here and Dickinson is rough, three cars in the ditch. Bismarck to Dickinson, that is 55 to 60 travel speeds, and also one car on its, about three cars in the ditch and one on its roof, so tough going. We're at High Plains Apache today. You can hear right next to me the spray tip demonstrator is being utilized. It's part of this wonderful concept they have at High Plains now. They've shown this off today here and invite you to come on in and take a look at the ET Ag Center. Where they have Apache sales and service, hands-on application training, on-site store with like 50,000 sprayer parts, including spray tips and pump hoses and fittings and valves and lots more. Coming up after 10, they're doing a sprayer clinic until 2, free lunch at noon today. Good reason to come on in and just give our folks from Dickinson a couple of shirts. We got a couple more K-Fire T-shirts if you want to stop by and see us. High Plains Apache. We're in Mandan today, right across from Bonanza. On Eastside Court in Mandan for this special event, the open house that goes today right here, 1701 Eastside Court in Mandan to find us. All right, sorry, Luke, you had to wait so long. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to talk about guns on military bases. I'm a 10-year veteran deployed to Afghanistan, and I can't say that I think they should be allowed or disallowed, but I think that it's a lot more complex than a lot of callers are making it sound. One of the biggest problems you're going to have in the military, whether they're carrying M16s or M4s or whatever around all day, is negligent discharges. And I know that we're talking about being able to respond to a direct attack versus having an accident, but, I mean, we're talking dozens of soldiers every year are killed accidentally because they're cleaning a weapon at 1 a.m. and they're tired and they're not thinking, or somebody grabs a weapon system they're not familiar with. Now, if we're talking about concealed carry, yes, these people should be trained. Yes, soldiers are familiar with their own weapons. But, I mean, the military is it's a weird thing. There's a lot of testosterone. There's a lot of PTSD. There's a lot of problems. You know, if we just start letting people carry guns around, you know, I don't know which way to go with it, but I don't think we can just say, oh, well, every soldier is capable of carrying a gun, you know, if they're licensed. That's not the case. I mean, there's plenty of accidents that could happen. There's plenty of high-stress situations. There's plenty of emotions, and there's plenty of room for accidents, especially when guns are, like, walking around office buildings. You know, what are you going to do in the Army with an M4? You clear that weapon before you enter any building, right? There's a weapons clearing barrel. You clear the weapon. Is everybody that does a concealed carry going to have to clear their weapon every time they walk into a building? Who's going to police that? Every weapon has to be treated as if it's loaded. How do you know, Joe Schmo's staff sergeant down the hall cleared his 9mm, or Colonel What's-His-Face cleared his Beretta, you know, you name it.
For lack of a better term, Luke, I just have an enormous amount of trust that the vast majority of law-abiding members of the military would be able to figure this out. I don't dismiss anything you said. You've been there. You've done that. One question I have that might come from sort of a naive perspective is to say, you know, does all the bad things that you talked about there happen regularly and, when these weapons are utilized? In other words, when you're deployed, when you're out there? You don't hear a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Negligent discharges happen all the time. You know, I can say that in Iraq and Afghanistan, even though they're both, you know, coming down now, and that might also relieve some of the PTSD issues that I mentioned, right, as we get out of these constant deployments and the stress levels go down and we don't have so many issues of PTSD, maybe this will be more acceptable. But right now, at the very least, I think it's a serious concern. But in Iraq and Afghanistan, yeah, there's negligent discharges all the time from well-trained soldiers, mostly because they're fatigued, stressed, not thinking.
Luke, appreciate the call. Out of time here against the break. Got to keep rolling. Live at High Plains Apache Mandan today for PetroServe USA. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nasset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nasset talks about the hometown of Nasset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nasset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NassetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.